What happened the last time you raised a difficult issue with your teen? Is anger a common element of communication in your home? This week on Homeschool Heartbeat, HSLDA President Mike Smith and guest Lou Priolo discuss biblical ways to deal with a heart of anger.
This week, I'm pleased to have author, counselor, and friend Lou Priolo on the program. Lou, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Mike. Thank you.
Lou, one of your recent books is entitled Getting a Grip, and it's a practical handbook for teens who are dealing with anger. How do you identify whether anger is a problem for someone or whether a teen or adult?
Well, Mike, anger is a problem that we all struggle with. In fact, in the Bible, you're going to find more about anger than probably any other emotion. I think in one way or another, it shows up like 500 different times. So anger is something that can be constructive, but it's also something that can be destructive. In Proverbs 22, 24, and 25, it says, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man you shall not go, lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul." And so anger, if it happens over and over again, can become habitual and can be locked in. Now, to get to the point of your question, lots of things tip us off that we're dealing with someone who is characterologically angry. Anything from difficulty in resolving conflicts, vindictiveness. We see a lot of vengeance in angry people. Withdrawing, throwing temper tantrums, disrespect, contemptuous attitudes, rebellion, impatience, and even depression, just to name a few.
Well, Lou, thanks so much. We're going to continue this talk next time on anger and dealing with it in the biblical way. And until then, I'm Mike Smith.
Do you want to know more about reaching an angry heart? You can watch a special webinar by Lou Priolo on HSLDA's at-home events. Learn more by visiting homeschoolheartbeat.com. That's homeschoolheartbeat.com.